101X Alternative Austin. CJ Morgan Show.
Great to see everyone's smiling faces today. I'm gonna say something nice about the station and working during South by Southwest. Okay. Honestly, it felt like I've been on vacation since last Wednesday.
Wow.
I know we took yesterday off. I know that we had to go downtown and deal with getting there and working, but it was actually kind of, this is the least stress South by I've had since I had COVID and missed it, and since it was canceled the year before.
Man.
It was so just calm and easy for me.
Really? What would you contribute to that? I feel like when I ride the train to the In Cahoots where we have our day parties, that takes a lot of stress off me having to find parking. Does that have a lot to do with it?
I don't know what it is, man. I just feel relaxed. Maybe because I don't care as much anymore. I'm growing older and maybe I'm more established with myself. I'm not worried about having to go to shows or appear somewhere or meet up with friends or try to like hang out with one person, but someone doesn't have a badge and try to, there's just less stress. And even with the interviews, I wasn't super, anxious about that anymore.
Is this your first South by where you haven't had drinks?
No, there's been ones in the past. Actually, considering I didn't have drinks, I was just sucking down Red Bull all day. That should have added to it. I will say the biggest interview with someone who is known as a notorious difficult interview subject, Patrick Carney, the Black Keys, got to talk with him. And we talked for about 15 minutes. And by the end of the interview, I had him turned around. I had him leaning into me and really talking. We started with kind of, what got him on my page was we were talking about how we're both haters of crap.
Hipsters.
And it really came together pretty dang well. Unfortunately, it only recorded 4 minutes of it.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, the computer.
I'm glad I was there for it at least, so I got to witness it, because the computer crapped out or something.
Biggest interview, the one that we should have had video of, it completely froze. So that's a little disappointing.
You think doing that interview just sort of let you, release all the tension?
I don't know.
So to speak.
I'm very frustrated about that because we have all our interviews, by the way, up on 101X's YouTube. We did one with Dice Spitz, which is a young, female punk rock band during ACL Fest. And it was a terrible interview. And I don't blame them. It was like they're very new at it. And it's up to the interviewee to get stuff out of them. But I was like, don't post that. That's garbage. Please don't. Or let me edit it first. But we did post it, and everyone's like, this band's worthy of such better interviewing. These guys suck, and it was just bad, bad, bad. And now I'm like, man, one of my better ones with the Notorious, it's gone. Should I have paused that and said, hold on, let me fix this real quick, and started re-recording, or just did what I did, which is keep it going for the live audience?
I don't understand why anybody posted that. You own it.
Own what?
The interview. Who posted it?
I mean, it's our radio station thing. They posted it. And I guess I wanted to edit the Dice Spitz interview to make it more, I guess, somewhat entertaining from the 20 minutes of awkward silence and trying to talk with the band to the goofy parts. But they did the goofy parts and it was fine. But my point with all this is it sucks when I have a big one with the big artist, like the biggest artist at South by, and it just failed.
Nailed it. The technology didn't, I guess.
But I have a brand new laptop. We have a new board. Like, it's just insane to me that there were no other technical issues other than the biggest moment for that.
I'm glad you didn't let it ruin the rest of your South by, man. That was our very first day out there at the day party.
Is that another maturing thing I've done, Matt? Because that
I think
could quickly do it. But again, what I was asking is, should I have stopped and fixed the technical thing, or should I have kept the interview going for the live audience? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. It's the past. I don't know if it matters now.
It doesn't matter now.
Yeah. Now, should we take the video with the wind blowing into the cameras and just have that audio up?
Yes, that's even better.
So at least we get clicks.
That's perfect, because it seems like a CJ bit.
I guess so. Spring has sprung! Today might very well be the greatest because it is spring, and springtime in Austin is something very special. So yes, today, the 19th, we celebrate, it's the equinox, which I usually thought was on the 20th or 21st, but today, this year, because of the leap year and all that, it falls on the 19th.
Wow. I was just about to say, like, what are you, crazy?
But it is. It's on the 19th, right? It's today.
Yeah, it is.
Today begins the equinox, and it runs through Thursday, June 20th.
Usually it's June 21st, the summer equinox, too. So,
now,
wow,
as I've been saying,
Tuesday, March 19th at 11:06 p.m. will mark the vernal equinox for the northern hemisphere.
Hey, oof. Vernal equinox.
Oof, so it's technically not spring for another several hours.
But it's still a very special time in Austin.
It is.
The after South By, up until a little after 4:20, we might even extend into Cinco de Mayo. But it's patio season in Austin.
It is
the good time to get outdoors because there are less people in town after South By. Plus, March can be the last gasp of kind of windy and cold. After this, not only is it nice outside, but... And, you know, the temperature's good to go hike Mount Bonnell or to go, you know, you could even swim a little bit on some of the warmer days. But the perfect thing now, until about April's when it starts changing, are the bugs. Not a lot of bugs. You have those little, the little horseshoe crab fly things.
Did you say until about April?
You have June bugs. About mid-April, end of April is when you really start getting the mosquitoes.
We're really looking at 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's a very short window of being happy in Austin.
If you want to enjoy spring, you better do it.
Hurry.
Yeah.
Hurry.
And the sad thing is, too, is we only had one big freeze, and usually that's what kills mosquitoes and
it's
bugs.
It's going to be brutal.
Wait, we had a freeze?
A little tiny one.
Yeah, a little baby one just for a couple hours.
We had enough freeze to kill the plants, but not enough freeze to kill the bugs.
Oh,
so that's going to be the problem. Even though you will get the beautiful fireflies in your backyard if you have wooded, flowery areas. But, yeah, the bug season, and then as soon as bug season ends, it's way too hot to go outside season, and then it's miserable until about October. So that's why this is the special time in Austin. This is the golden time. Now, we're also on top of the bugs, on top of the heat. We also kind of dance around allergy season.
Yeah.
You have green goo pouring down on your car season.
Yes, my car is all covered. I hate
but
it,
but there's usually just a week. So Austin only has one nice week in the spring, right? And then one nice week at the end of October.
And that's really buffeted at either ends by crazy weekends that probably have like a... Oh, some kind of marathon or something going on. So
where the parks are closed
off.
The
one week, I would really shrink that 1 week down to maybe 4 or 5 days.
You have 4 or 5 days in Austin where you don't have allergies, you don't have bugs, you don't have closed roads and parks, you don't have miserable heat, you don't have random freezes.
Could I also just say you have the potential to not have those things? I don't want to say that you're not going to have those.
You still very much could. The only problem is after South by Southwest, the prices haven't been seeming to go back.
I just looked up on Google, how do you celebrate spring? And it says, celebrate the equinox. I'm like, that's exactly what I just typed, basically.
Yeah, so how do you celebrate the equinox? By celebrating spring. Who's on first base?
Oh, God, it circles. It says, have a picnic.
Just the bad news. It's very odd because of the way the weather has worked this year. But currently, off the charts, elm, cedar, mulberry... And usually when those are high, mold is low. But because of the weird weather, mold off the charts. So low allergies. The reason everyone's feeling a little draggy today and a bit of a slight headache is terrible.
All this crap. We also had a lot of rain last May and June.
That's right.
But it looks like the way it's shifting is we're getting a lot of that rain now. So I predict an even brutaler, hotter, miserable summer in store for all of you humans.
I like how we started the segment by being excited about spring and have ended it by telling everybody to how miserable the next few months
I just want to be honest about Austin. I'm sorry. Spring, we're happy and we're excited. I remember when I first moved to San Marcos in the early 2000s and then to Austin, pretty much every day because I worked at a restaurant on the river, we would all go float the river. But I remember every single day into July, even at least for May and June, you would have a little bit of scattered showers at some point during the day. It would be kind of cool. It was a little humid, but you would have these rainstorms kind of roll in and cool everything down. Then they'd fade away and you could go swim or something. But that is just gone.
Yeah.
We are just miserable, dead, dry.
The one thing I like about the new move to miserable weather and bugs is that it gives my neighbor something to complain about other than the Californians. So it means that when he wants to talk to me over my fence, it's a little easier. Sometimes it's good to get advice from non-experts.
It's time for Parent Pickup.
It's a Parent Pickup with our friend Matt Bearden. He's a Like Odin, he's the all-father. He's Austin's dad.
Yeah, you know, I'm having an issue right now with one of my children. And generally, sometimes what people say is that, you know, we'll check with another parent. One of the things I've learned, though, is that other parents tend to give you advice based on something they did, not really on what the best practice. Yeah.
Sure.
And so I thought today I would turn something over to you guys, the non-experts, because you know what? Sometimes it's good to just have a fresh set of eyes on a problem. So my daughter, tragically, has a really good friend who found out 24 hours ago that she has to move today. Yikes. Don't want to get into why, but
childhood tough spot.
It is. The issue is that my daughter wants to go after school to hang out with her friend because it's her last day in the city. I think that their family will get some stuff worked out. But the thing is she also has track practice.
Mm.
And I'm a big believer that, you've made a commitment to your track team. You can't not go to practice.
It's a special circumstance.
It's the thing that in my brain is that there's no such thing as special circumstances because no one will die if you don't go to the other thing, but you've already made a commitment. Now, I know that I'm kind of old school in some of this stuff, right? But what happens is I feel like I do is that if I tell my daughter, hey, no problem, then I am teaching her at a young age that coming up at work, there's a big presentation due, but she's like, yeah, I don't feel like it, or I want to go on a trip instead.
See, that's different, though. It's a case-by-case basis. I feel like this is a big enough thing to where it's like, okay, yeah, you can miss it. Just over-communicate. Like, hey, you can miss it this once, but don't make this a habit. This is a special thing. It's a special reason. So I would do that. It's kind of like I have a buddy that is always, I hate playing blackjack with him because he's always like, you always hit or stay on a soft 15. Whatever you do once, you do the entire time. And I'm like, no, that's dumb. Like, there shouldn't be absolutes. It should be a case-by-case circumstance.
I'm wondering how effective this track practice is even going to be with something.
Her first meet is this week.
Oof. Well, with something this big bogging her down mentally, you know what I mean? So maybe, I mean,
I also am like, hey, this is a reflection. Your coach, she's got a bit of a stern coach. And I'm like, you know, your coach, should you go and discuss this with your coach? And she's like, absolutely not. That's horrifying. Why would I have
discussion? I get that,
and I'm
though,
like, well,
yeah.
You should learn that sometimes you have to have horrifying discussions and plead your case. That's an important thing to learn. I went to my wife and I said, here, I've come up with a perfect compromise. She goes to half of her practice. I'll pick her up from that and then take her to meet wherever her friends are. And my wife said, that's stupid.
I felt like that was pretty good.
What was her compromise? Is there a way to get her friend to the track practice to just hang out? Or would that be too distracting?
There's my wife's
compromise. You know what's good, though, is you'll pick her up after they do all the stretches, so she'll be limber enough to help her friend move and realize how much that sucks and wish she'd stayed at track practice.
Here's the best part is that, my wife's explanation for why that was stupid, I was like, why is that stupid? And she goes, I don't know. I just hate being a parent. I'd rather have infants. It's easier. And I get that because
she doesn't want to have the hard conversation, I guess, or the
sometimes you make hard decisions and they're hard and they suck. And it's like I want to make everything I want to make it easier for my child. I also the world isn't exactly easy and what's going to happen?
The world's a vampire.
Have you considered abandoning her?
Oh my God!
Good call.
Feral.
Every time I go to the store for cigarettes, and I don't even smoke, I just tell my family I'm going for cigarettes.
Garage is just filled with cartons and cases.
Unsmoked cigarettes, just because I have to get out of the house.
All the rats are just like, oh man, it is insane. Man.
Well, I want to tell you guys thank you because you haven't really helped me, and I wanted to say that I appreciate that.
Sure.
Yeah.
No problem. Anytime.
Thank you.
All right, let's look at our sports results from the week, starting with your Texas Longhorns. Matt and I made three bets. The loser will have to drop some punishment Plinko chips or eat the grease. Have you noticed, by the way, since we've been out working South by Southwest, the grease has finally settled?
I don't think it has.
Look at that.
I don't think so.
At the very bottom, you have thick, thick, thick grease.
Uh-uh.
In the very top, you have thin olive oil consistency.
I'm not buying it. You haven't moved the jar at all.
Here's the thing. Thick grease should have the consistency
of
Crisco. See how that just all moves?
It does. No, it didn't. Look how good it's settling.
Tilt it to the side.
Lean it to the side. No.
It looks like a lava lamp.
Quit trying to do this thing where you're like, if I actually lean it, I'm going to lose this. Oh, my God. Don't smell it.
Why would you do that?
It's not bad. It smells like grease. It's not rancid yet, so I'm actually kind of surprised because it is in Nick, by the way, from our sports show, has given us this grease, and it's in a garlic and herb pasta sauce. And the odd thing is if you've ever opened and closed a pasta or Alfredo sauce and then a week later tried to reuse it, it's like, ugh. These jars do not preserve well, but this grease, as good as it gets, and I need to stop touching it over all the radio equipment.
You need to do the Dairy Queen test. Tip it upside down. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, show me. Pretend.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, pretend.
I mean, keep the lid on.
Yeah,
thank you.
I would definitely keep the lid on and pretend that it's a... Oh, I don't know.
Look! It's pretty thick. I mean, it's moving.
Yeah.
It's gross, not... Dude. It's,
got it.
It's also frustrating that, like, Nick brought in a jar that he clearly just touches. And it's so greasy. Anyhow,
he could have wiped it down.
let's get to the bets. Starting with Texas, we said, "What seed will Texas be?" I said a 10. Matt said a 12. And
seven.
Seven.
What?
Whoa. They've had two good wins over ranked Baylor, and they had one close game against Houston.
I didn't see this one coming. I'm a little bit shocked. It seems like it may be like a favor or a gimme.
It's got to be the brand name, right?
I think it's a little bit of his brand name. I think they're just saying, well, as a whole, they've played a tough schedule. I don't know. I don't know because watching this team carefully, like I've said before, I'm a fan. I love watching them, and I'll continue to watch them even in losses. It's just they haven't really found a groove yet this season. They just haven't. Anytime they've all played and they're firing, they've beat anyone. But that's been far and few between.
I will also say the Big 12, I was looking at the records of all the teams before they went into the tournament. Or not the tournament, I'm sorry, but the just conference schedule.
Right.
All pretty good. All had like 3-4 losses, even OU.
Big 12 is the deepest basketball conference this year.
Agree. I mean, Houston was number one. Next up, Austin FC against the Philadelphia Union. I said they were going to lose. Matt said they were going to draw.
I got to go to my first match.
How was that? Do you want to save it for a story, or
I wish I had more of a story. There really isn't there. I just went.
Did you like it though? Did you have fun?
It was amazing.
It's a good atmosphere.
I mean, I went once with you in the first season, if you remember.
But
I hadn't been back like since things have been going on.
Since they started sucking again.
I sat right next to the supporter section. I took my wife. She'd never even seen a soccer match. It was great because she said, "I think I like."
I don't get why they're so loud the whole time.
No, she said, "I really like soccer because I don't have to know what's going on. I just watch, and then when people stand up and scream, I do too."
Yeah,
it's pretty fun.
The best part. Yeah, you got to see two goals, so good for that. Anyhow, still winless, but at least they got the draw, which, whatever. Next up, Texas Stars on the road. I said they would go 1-1. Matt said they would go 2-0. They actually went 0-2.
Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it?
So it looks like after this week's sports betting, Matt and I are tied.
Tying has not been good for us.
No. Matt got the 1 point for a win. For the Austin FC Philadelphia Union, I got 0.5. I got half a point because Texas, I guessed a 10 seed, which is close to a 7. And then I got the half point because I said Texas Stars would go 1-1, but they went 0-2. So I get 2 half points, which equals 1 point. Matt gets 1 point. We are tied.
So are we going to double down this next week?
No, I'm trying to figure out how we got these 2 half points.
Yeah, we are going to double down and eat the grease next week. You know, that should get you out of a punishment immediately if you just take a spoonful of... Bleh.
No.
Yeah.
No!
When are we going to get told to take the grease out? I know we're supposed to play a song and regroup, but...
When are you going to stop lying about how you did during the scoring here?
I didn't. We're tied.
How are we tied?
Because I got half point credit.
They don't exist.
I got credit.
You got zilch on all the categories.
No,
Austin FC get credit, half points?
No, Matt straight up got a win.
I know that one.
And yes, they do get a half. If they draw, they get 1 point. If they win, they get 3. So, yeah. When you come to America, you tip, goddammit. I hate to do it, but I have to complain. I got a straight-up bitch about some South by Southwest things that I think don't just apply to the festival itself.
Okay.
Did you just say you hate to complain? Because I don't think that's true.
Yeah, good point.
Sorry.
I was going to let him get away with it because I thought, it's going to go somewhere else so we could set. But it is kind of weird that he suddenly was like...
I have in my notepad things to complain about.
Hell
so
yeah.
It's got a lot.
What happened?
We'll add the later things. Just some observations that I kind of want to, again, complain about. Where should we start?
Is this like the South by Southwest list you tried to do last week where you were like, you're not at South by if you're just at a restaurant with your kid?
Yeah, you can't say you're doing South by.
Okay.
Yeah, well. Just because you're downtown at a restaurant doesn't mean I'm doing South by. No, you're not. Anyhow, you know what? This might be a little bit like that. Let's start with my first one. My most controversial one is this also works for Circuit of the Americas or visiting, but people from the European world and Arab world,
yeah,
and they're tipping. It's absolutely annoying and atrocious that we just accept, well, they don't tip. They don't. I'm sorry, I'm French. I do not tip. They should pay you better. That's crap. If we go to Europe, if I go to France and I'm like, hey, can I have a glass of ice water? They're like, we do not have ice water. We will give you a tiny cup of water, and that is all you get. You do not get ice with your water. We go over there.
They haven't invented ice yet.
But listen, people, they constantly bitch about how Americans, when they go overseas, need to be less a-holes. And I agree. Americans are always told by foreigners, when you go overseas, you need to adjust and adopt the customs and just understand the way things work in other countries. Same goes here. If you're a European or from the United Arab Emirates, where if we go over there, we can't even drink alcohol and have to be locked inside by sundown. When you come to the United States for a festival or a soccer match, you know, World Cup's about to be here, or for Circuit of the Americas, you need to understand tipping is part of the custom. You can't just not tip. I mean, you can afford to effing come here. You can afford a $300 meal and bottle service. You can afford to tip. Just not tip because we don't do that over there. It's our custom, goddammit.
I would argue that you're wrong in this situation.
Okay, yeah, Matt, he's against servers and waiters.
I'm against servers and waiters still being paid $2.13 an hour,
even though
they were being paid $2.13 an hour 30 years ago. I don't think that we should have a tipping custom. I do think that you should hire servers at a real and reasonable
rate. Absolutely agree.
A lot of those cultures, too, this wait staff is considered more of a career where they do get paid.
Correct.
You don't necessarily.
Yes. I remember when I was in Ireland I tipped anyway. I said, well, that's how we do it at home. And the woman said, well, thank you, but it's a little offensive. Like, do you think that I need handouts?
Sure.
And I was talking to them, and she was like, no, I'm a bartender here, and I make around 60,000 euro, which would be around $75,000 a year. Bartending.
Damn, and I was like 1.5-to-1 conversion rate.
And she was and I don't even do that well. But she's like, but there's no one ever here, so it's chill.
I absolutely agree with you. I agree 100% there.
Thank you.
In segment. But here's the thing. That's not the case.
Right.
So they're trying to
help us start the revolution here, and I appreciate that.
By stiffing people?
Here's the deal.
By ordering.
We had a revolution here against the English king. And when we did that, that started revolutions all throughout Europe. And we did that by shooting the king's guards, right? So they realize, oh, we can shoot our own guards. They're trying to do the same thing to us, except without shooting, they're saying, hey, don't tip. If everyone stopped tipping at the same time,
nothing's going to change.
Create a tectonic shift, and we would finally get rid of the tipping culture.
Not at all.
What does this have to do with South by Southwest?
We're revolting, and this is how revolutions begin.
If everyone stopped tipping, you think that's going to affect the restaurant or affect the bartenders and servers? It's going to affect them. Like, they're not going to pay more just because just bad shift, bad tip.
Here's the thing. I refuse, and I will not, and I'm saying it right now, I will not go out, and I invite other people to join me, I will not go out to another bar on a weeknight and spend any money until this is changed.
Okay, well, good for you.
I'm also broke. Work 2-a-days, and I'm not going to go out on a weeknight anyway because I'm trying to get in bed by 8 p.m.
You got family,
Listen up, Euro, Gulf, Persian Gulf trash. Both of you, when you come over here, you tip. That's it. It's our custom. Okay? That's it. The rule. If I have to go to Europe and do your dumbass stuff, driving on the wrong side of the road, not getting ice in my water, not yelling loudly that I'm an American.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
When's the last time you were in Europe?
Never.
Okay.
Finally, a little tiny bit of justice for our fair city, Austin. Let's take a look at some of the headlines today. Starting with someone's going to jail. Do you remember the real estate scammy owner of the former property where Cap City Comedy Club used to be that had some shady dealings with some local politicians?
That would be Nate Paul, I believe.
Correct. Nate Paul has been ordered to jail by April 1st. So, you know, if you're a rich guy, you have a month to plan your jail stay, a week or so, but it's...
Out of curiosity, he's not going to show up and they go, April Fool's, get to go home now.
That would actually be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
But Nate Paul has been ordered to jail, as you've heard.
Just come on, swing on by when you have a chance.
Former rep of, I believe it was called World Class Properties. Was that his holding company?
Yeah. They were doing things like, I think, cooking the books.
There was a lot of that. And
which Paul, was it Dan Patrick or was it our Texas?
Ken Paxton
has been involved. Somewhat with Nate Paul, and I'm actually shocked that this is happening, Obi.
That he was ordered to jail, really?
Yeah, I mean, because I thought once Ken Paxton had escaped the long finger of the law, but that's what all the Ken Paxton stuff is about.
His
own appointed staff said, you're going to get us all in trouble with the FBI with what you're doing. And then he said, okay, you're all fired. So then they tried to sue him for, you know, firing him.
And then Texas said, y'all are rhinos. Y'all ain't Republican enough for us.
Well, it's just an interesting story because it's been going on literally for years. And it's actually trapped a lot of people. I know some people, especially during COVID, because of the way this lawsuit was going down, a lot of people were like, I'm not allowed to renegotiate my lease. You know, so many people saved their businesses by renegotiating or pausing their lease with their landlord. Because of the way this was going, if you were in one of these particular properties
you couldn't do
that because of the FBI investigation.
But it's
because
of the lockdowns.
No, it's because Nate Paul was bad, and so, now he's going to jail.
Did they say what he's going to jail for? I mean, I know he was found guilty, but I thought he was appealing being able to stay out during his appeal.
Nope, he will begin serving a 10-day jail sentence for contempt of court.
There we go.
So they got him on a lesser charge.
No, so I'm right. So he hasn't, it's a contempt of court. So something else has happened. He didn't show up to a hearing or something like that.
Yeah,
but
something
small
within.
He has still not been found guilty then. Okay, that makes more sense to me.
Well, he's pled not guilty to federal wire fraud counts and other stuff. But yeah, the contempt of court, 10 days in jail. That's what's going to happen. But hey, let's talk about
some... Well, this is also silly. Who in this room hasn't spent 10 days in jail?
Oof. I was close. Very close.
What's the longest you've ever gone?
One day. I mean, I've one day in jail three times, and it was enough for me.
Let me guess. Spencer, have you never been in?
No, I've been in only once.
Really?
Unless you count a field trip we went to when I was a year.
Howdy, y'all are now locked up. Uh-oh, here comes Bad Bart.
So maybe about 24 or 18
hours. Pioneer Farms jail doesn't count. The best time I went to jail, two of them sucked. But the best time
I
went to jail.
Oh, you had fun one of these times?
I had fun one time in jail. It's the time that like two girls paid to put me in like the jail at high school, you know, where they were raising money for whatever. That was fun. The other times, sucked.
Yeah,
especially when you sober up. Ector County in Odessa, I got hosed down. They put green goo on me, washed. Like, I got processed. For like a one night public intoxication. When I went to jail in Amarillo for MIP, same clothes, like
tank.
I just went to the tank.
Yeah, they gave me a little blanket that was too thin that I couldn't put it over me, so I had to wrap myself up kind of like a mummy. It was weird.
When I went to jail in San Marcos, it was because I had a warrant for like a traffic ticket I didn't pay and ended up getting arrested because they waited at my job. And the hostess was like, yeah, he's on his way in. So the constable waited. And I was like, he's like, listen, if you can get the money, you know, we don't have to take you in. This is a Friday night, too. So I go to, I'm like, is it cool if I go flag down my girlfriend who just dropped me off? I'm trying to wave her down, but she turns the wrong way and doesn't see me. So I throw down my apron. And I go, God, man! And then I'm cuffed and thrown down. But the great way is how I got out of jail. Oh. One of my old roommates and fraternity brothers worked at a suit shop in the outlet mall, and this was a Friday night, which means I'm not getting out of jail.
Right.
He showed up and pretended to be my lawyer.
Because he was wearing a suit from the suit store.
And he put down half of what I owed and got me out that night.
That's kind of genius.
It's because he had a suit. Because he had a cheap suit.
A suit helps in all situations, except for Nate Paul, who I just saw in court wearing a suit, and I still got him. So
that needs to be tailored. Maybe you should go see my friend at the suit store. Nate Paul is like a year or two younger than me, and he looks like twice Matt's age.
This show is not about insulting. But wait a minute. Did you just insult Nate Paul and me at the same time?
The bloodbath is coming, America.
The internet has never been so easy.
You know, I hate to get political, but it's the biggest thing on the internet, and this segment's all about the internet. Not only are lefties over-exaggerating and kind of clamming up and bitching about...
Left-handed people are going crazy? What's going on?
Me. Yeah. About President Donald Trump saying bloodbath, which they say was taken out of context, but...
That's just how he takes his baths.
Now the righties are going and saying, they're calling it the bloodbath hoax. They're completely, that team is so good at renaming and going things. That's great. But it's become the biggest controversy over the weekend. And I thought, you know what? Let's actually listen to the full audio and try to figure out what the hell President Trump is talking about.
They still let him talk on like microphones and stuff at places?
Well, he was actually campaigning for another politician who's running against another Republican, and the bloodbath meant a big layoff for the auto workers if we have China and Mexico, whatever, building cars. But he used the term bloodbath if I don't get elected twice, and it's just like a smarter politician would think, oh, after the whole insurrection thing, I'm not gonna lean anywhere and tiptoe around any sort of revolution thing if I don't win. But right. I think there's a bit of double entendre there. So yes, it's disingenuous for the media and for people on the left to run with it a little too hard, but it's also disingenuous for Trump and the right to pretend there's not some double entendre and that saying bloodbath wasn't dumb.
They're also missing the best part of the speech when he accused one of the other competitors of eating five hamburgers at a time, which was actually...
What is it? Is Wimpy the competitor?
He was just like, this guy, I don't get him. He loves hamburgers.
And you know what? He always pays you tomorrow for one today.
But part of it was like, five hamburgers, that's pretty good.
I know.
Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's actually listen to the entire... It's about a minute long. This is what President Donald... And I hate to get political, but this is what President Donald Trump was actually saying... which might have been taken out of context. Here is the exact quote from President Trump.
If this election isn't won, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another bath. Now, if I get elected, it's bath for the whole country. That'll be the least of it. I actually say bath for the country, bath for the kids, bath for the minor child, bath for the parents, bath for the women's child, bath for the children. And it will not be without parental consent. Can you believe this? Title IX prohibits men from participating in bath. Ridiculous. Here's my plan to bath. On day one, I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to bath. No serious country should be telling its children, no bath.
We'll repeat to...
Does that make sense?
So that's it. That's actually what he said. He was encouraging cleanliness and taking baths.
I like that.
I don't know how the left in the media took that out of context. Is there anything wrong with taking a bath? I don't think so.
It just takes a lot longer time, that's all.
Yeah.
Waste more water. Actually, that's not true.
Unless you're bathing multiple at once.
Oh, yeah.
Reusing the water.
You ever bathe so much that it rubs your skin raw from the washcloth, and then you start bleeding, and you end up with a bloodbath?
Oh, no, I don't. That's something to be careful about.
That's what he was talking about.
I'm not a washcloth user. I'm a raw soap user. I just use the straight up soap.
You raw dog the soap?
I do.
Damn,
yeah,
dude.
Why not? It's my soap.
No, dude, you got to mitt that stuff up,
brother. No, I use my soap. It also rinses off the layer that was touching my skin, and then there's new fresh soap under it that never touched my skin.
Yeah, but that soap might have been touching somebody else's grunnies before.
I'm the only one that uses it.
The only time I raw
Who
dog...
Who else is in my shower?
The only time I raw dog soap is through the ass cheeks, so that's all you know.
Oh, you gotta get it clean. Yeah. You gotta get it clean down there, but here we go. We have the actual Trump clip.
Are you thinking about my cheeks?
It did kind of make me pause. Just clapping them. Speaking of bloodbaths and revolution, Spencer, we were joking about it one day, and he's like, I'll just offer up my butt. That's how I'll survive. That's what I'll do. Just my butts here.
Oh, for like the apocalypse or something?
Yeah, yeah, for...
Maybe.
Hauling things, that's, for kissing.
That thing's juicy, though. You ever looked at it?
It's a lot of ham to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can save that.
That is one of the options, but yeah, it's a safe bet that you just... It's just sell your body.
Which way the zombies go from yelling, brains, if they see Spencer, they go, booty.
That's where he keeps it. Now, I know you might think that clip was altered of Trump's speech.
I don't think it was altered at all. It sounded to me
but
like
I will
a very
say
legit
when,
clip.
When I was going and altering that, it's kind of funny how his how his inflection and what he does changes so much within one sentence. It actually almost kind of works. But here you go. One more time if you missed it. The liberal media does not want you to hear this, but Trump, our former president, and let's be honest, probably going to be president again. I'll bet $100 on it, unless he goes to jail first. Anyhow,
he'll still be president.
He just wants us to be clean.
If this election isn't won, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another Beth. Now, if I get elected, it's Beth for the whole country. That'll be the least of it. I actually say Beth for the country, Beth for the kids, Beth for the minor child, Beth for the parents, Beth for the women's child, Beth for the children. And it will not be without parental consent. Can you believe this? Title IX prohibits men from participating in Beth. Ridiculous. Here's my plan to Beth. On day one, I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to Beth. No serious country should be telling its children, no Beth.
We'll repeat to...
Does that make sense?
Is the golden age of streaming television coming to an end?
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
Is it weird? Is it wired? Let's determine that, Matt Bearden.
Yeah, I'm kind of taking a 180 from my usual look at, like, I don't know, space or some other tech stuff and just looking at straight old everyday streaming platforms. You know, when you think about it, it seems like it's been around forever, but it wasn't until 2008 that Netflix started streaming anything.
Sure.
Well, they were way ahead of the curve, too.
They were way ahead. And if you remember, Netflix used to send DVDs to people's houses. I know that sounds like dinosaur times, but that was 2008.
Yeah. On your way home, you could stop at Mickey D's and go to your Redbox or whatever,
right.
And you could rent those.
They started streaming, and of course, everyone said, well, that will never work. It'll never last. And lo and behold,
we literally were cutting the cable, getting rid of Time Warner, whatever. Right. I know Time Warner didn't exist.
All that stuff was so expensive, and now we could go down to just $9.99 a month, and we could stream everything we wanted. Of course, that started getting expensive for Netflix, so they started limiting how much you could stream, meaning instead of them having their entire library available to you, they would only make certain parts of their library available at certain times of the year. That left room for other streaming services. But now you're paying for multiples.
And now we have what we had before cable, where it's like, you got to pay to have MTV and Showtime.
Well,
and then you got to pay to have ESPN
not
and
only
ABC.
That, but like Amazon came out last week or maybe the week before and said, hey, look, if you want to have things like a Dolby Atmos sound or whatever, that's going to add $3 a month. And if you don't want to have ads, like you still have to pay for the platform. But if you want ad-free platform, you got to pay a little extra.
Nickel and diming us.
It's happening big time.
It's
and
now more expensive than cable.
It's time to go back to pirating, everyone.
Yar, me hearty, we should go and take across the high seas and plunder some booty, Spencer.
Well, that is
you
one
don't
of the...
walk it, you can walk the plunge.
Yeah, Spencer.
That is one of the things that drove piracy down was how affordable...
Was the British and the East India Company coming after me spiles and having 16 now, cannon on their main
Spencer,
deck.
Yay! I see you rolling your eyes, but you did say the word pirate, and thus you brought the pirate to life. This is really on you.
Yeah, I didn't say privateers, which is what they really were, but that's okay.
No, there'd be a difference between privateers and pirates.
Not
usually.
Okay, anyhow, sorry. Anyhow.
Guess what? What you just did is probably going to be the type of entertainment we're going to get in the near future. So many of these folks, in order to try to buy share once there was a lot of competition, have put so much money into producing these shows we watch. Guess what? These shows are expensive to make. They are really expensive to make. And guess what? They're not making
any money
by just streaming to you.
Especially when you see that dummies can just go and create really bad edited content with editing.
Well, that's another thing is that the next generations coming up seem to be spending more and more time watching free, totally free entertainment made on TikTok YouTube, and the likes. So what's happening is we're getting ready to get consolidation. A lot of you would take Hulu, Peacock, Paramount Plus, all of these things.
All these bundles.
Guess who's in the best position to win the consolidation wars?
Radio.
No, that's wrong. Actually, companies like Viacom, Comcast,
NBC. Ones.
Guess who those are? Those are the old network television heads. We're headed right back to where we were, and we're headed back into cable television zone, except it's simply going to be more expensive this time around.
Yay. You know what was also rad about cable back in the day is
nothing.
When they would when they would disconnect you, they would go and unscrew a coaxial wire from the top of the telephone pole, so then you could just get your ladder, climb back up there, and screw it back in.
Yeah, that was
you had cable. Now they turn it off from the...
That wasn't dangerous at all.
In order to keep people from just binging too much and then splitting, you see how they're rolling shows out once a week like we used to have with network television. There's probably going to be a whole lot more of that. There's also a lot of discussion amongst the streamers. Something called a resubscription fee. They realize a lot of us will subscribe to something, watch one show when it's out, and then we'll leave for a year until it comes out again. They may start charging a pretty hefty resubscription fee.
If you come back.
And they'll know your IP and they'll know what's going on.
Oh,
the point
yeah.
I'm saying is that we are ready. We're kind of careening very quickly back to 90s-style cable television.
And you know what else is frustrating personally is I am not one of those that want to hold on to a lot of physical media. So when we moved, I got rid of a ton of my DVDs. And then this weekend, I was like, I feel like watching Unusual Suspects, a movie I've probably owned since high school.
Right.
I go, it's not streaming anywhere.
Nope.
So I have to pay $8.99 to buy it on. Yeah. And then if you lose power, if something happens.
Yep.
You're screwed.
We're very quickly kind of heading back there. I'm not saying that it's disaster, but I will say this sort of golden age of streaming television is, well, it may be coming to an end.
Yeah, if you want golden streams for free, just listen to the radio.
Did you know?
It might happen. We might go to Mars.
Yeah.
Maybe. Someday. Potentially. And did you know that researchers are practicing for a human mission to Mars by having people live in the heart of Antarctica to see the effects of extreme isolation? I've seen all the movies that have to do with this, and even the real life cases where they had that woman live in a cave and she thought she was there longer. I'm going to guess it's not good.
I'm laughing because for some reason I thought you were going to say Hutto.
I just thought
you were going to say they're having a practice for Mars by living in Hutto.
Living in Hutto.
Love you. I just thought that's what was coming.
You get like a little Hutto hippo though thing to put in your front yard though. If you know what to do that.
Well, good luck with that. Do you know why they call them the Hutto hippos?
No.
You've seen them biggins in Hutto?
Hey,
they're mean too.
Hey.
They're mean. She'll come out of the bathwater at you, hit quick, waddling. They move a lot faster.
Nice.
That was not
nice.
A did you know because it wasn't true. How do you know a did you know? You'll find out. Coming up on the segment we aptly titled,
Did you know? Did you Hutto?
Huh?
Sorry, we're getting complaints about Hutto. But you know what, man? I'm all about Elgin. I'm all about Taylor. Ain't no Hutto in this heart.
Who's complaining about Hutto? That's where people that can't afford to live in Austin are moving.
You can't afford to live in Hutto. Let me tell you that right now, too, because I looked. When we were going to Hutto, which is nice, okay, I like the area, we saw some good houses. We saw some fun neighborhoods. We had friends there. But right away, I was like, we're not living in Hutto. And my girlfriend's like, why? She's like, "It's we might have to. We might be able to afford this. It's close to the toll road." I said, we're not living in Hutto because if you drive from Austin to Houston, it takes you 3 hours, not because that's how long it takes you, because 2.5 of them are at the light in Hutto. Maynard too. There are two lights there.
But Hutto's up. It's north of where we are right now.
Then I'm going the wrong way.
Okay. You really are. That's why it's taking you so long to get to Houston.
You know what? Never mind, Hutto. F you, Maynard. That's what I wanted to say.
That's more
it
like
absolutely
it.
Was Maynard. I'm all for Hutto hippos. You're all right in my book.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Matt? Okay. Did you know?
Do we know?
That the Jochen Staller is a currency that was produced in the 1300s in Jochenstall, Bohemia, which eventually became Germany.
Part of Germany.
And one of the German words that they started using for the old, it was Jochenstaller, right? Because it was a currency. The Dutch picked it up after trading, and not until the 16 to the 1800s did they start shortening that to dollar, which they used heavily in the Caribbean area, and then eventually it moved to the other Dutch holding, New Amsterdam, which became New York, and daler became dollar. So really, dollar is
an
English at all. It comes from Jochenstaller, which is from an area that doesn't even exist anymore. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting that what we call a dollar made a long trip from some currency in the 1300s.
Okay. Wow.
I'm not going to remember that, but that was awesome. Did you know? Have you guys heard of the Fantastic Four? They're, I guess, a quad of some silly
superheroes. Yeah, there's the Rockman.
The Rockman in particular is who I'm going to discuss. Did you know the Thing?
The Thing.
It's from the comic first printed in 1961. Many fans, though, have debated for decades if the Thing's genitalia
is a rock?
Had remained the same after he mutated. But back in 2011, creator Stan Lee, rest in peace, finally confirmed that the Thing had a penis made of orange rock.
Nice.
Okay,
proud
good.
To know.
Yeah, rock like hard.
It.
Yeah. did slowly start to change as he got older and, you know, would be tough. It would be more of a pebble or a little bit of, like, soft clay.
Oh.
But thanks to Blue Chew, he's not having that problem anymore. Hey, it's CJ here. Oh, sorry, just kidding.
Trying to steal my account?
I am.
Don't do that.
speaking of stealing, last one here. Did you know flight hijacking was so common back in the day, especially in the 60s and 70s, from U.S. to Cuba?
Damn.
Happened so much that, did you know, pilots were equipped with detour flight plans, and they even built a fake Havana airport in South Florida. Oh, well, they considered and started doing it, but then they just decided, you know what? We'll just crash. But thankfully, things were resolved, and eventually the United States stopped the embargo on Cuba that's causing so much problems and poverty, and it's been a fun spot to visit.
That has not happened, CJ.
I saw Conan O'Brien there.
Yeah, well,
he did a show.
Yeah, I know. Well, still got to embargo.
Still, we're still
He's a special diplomat.
We're not friends with them anymore?
No.
Yeah, we're still having some trouble there.
It takes a lot of guts to run your own show. And he's got plenty of stomach to spare. The CJ Morgan Show on 101X.